Just a few days, I had a talk on the phone with a colleague who is desperately looking for workshops where she can learn more specialized topics like weight management and smoking cessation. Our colleague has had a very intensive several days class in hypnosis, and now she knows a lot, but at the same time, she lacks the confidence and the knowledge to approach such topics as smoking cessation and weight management and other topics as confidence, etc. Hello, my name is Axel Hombach. I'm the head of the Hypnosezentrum Köln in Germany. I'm currently online with Dr. John Butler of the HTI in London, the Hypnotherapy Training International. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Axel. I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm very excited to talk to you again and gather some more pearls of wisdom, as one of my trainers back at the IBM time said. Now, with this introduction, our colleague that is now desperately looking for more information, we are offering in August, just in a few weeks from now, two classes in smoking cessation and weight management, because we know from our experience, and especially you with your almost 40 years of experience, how little information about those specific topics is out there and how low some of the information that is out there can be. Now, with the two classes that you are offering, with these two workshops, which are both 2 one-day workshops, John, can you tell us briefly what you are going to cover in these 2 one-day high-intensive workshops on transforming quit and transforming weight? What can our participants expect to take away from this course?
Axel, these courses are going to give people knowledge, skills, a lot of information that is very important for successful practice in these areas. The people are going to get personal attention with this in-depth and intensive course on the smoking and weight management. So I feel they're going to be able to go away and use this to practice much more effectively in these areas. These topics are ones that I've focused a lot on over the years. For many reasons, they're very important for our students and graduates, for developing their practice, for financial success, for getting experience, and for many other reasons. Success in these areas enables you to succeed in motivating people in many other areas of their lives. They'll come back for other things they want to work on. And you begin to understand the nature of addiction when you study the subject properly. You begin to understand the nature of therapeutic change and motivation for other problems, other areas of therapy application. So these courses will give people a great deal for their time and investment of money.
You already hinted at that transforming quit and weight is not only about weight management and smoking cessation. Transforming quit, to bring just a few more specifics about it, can you give us an idea why transforming quit might be a very good investment if you are not only working with smoking cessation, but how does it relate to other topics like quitting behaviors and starting new behaviors, etc.?
Well, Axel, addiction or dependency, if you wish to call it that, that is a complex area and phenomenon in itself. And you have to understand something about mind-body mechanisms. You've got to know something about the chemical basis of this addiction. And so that will help you with other areas of mind-body practice when it comes to it. You'll be learning about relaxation. You'll be learning about how to give people different changes of feeling, how to activate their own brain chemistry, and on and on. I won't go into too much depth about that area right now. You're also learning hugely about what motivates people, how they learn to get ready for change and take responsibility, how they use the driving forces within their psyche that are moving them in the wrong direction into other healthy behaviors, because behavior is the expression of energy, as we say, and addiction is a destructive application of their energies. So they're going to learn about motivation. They're going to learn about emotion, how to use and manage emotion, because drugs are often used as a way of compensating for emotion. As a, say, for example, comfort eating, or consolation eating, as I often call it, when life is not giving us what we need, when we don't have the high of life. Learning about smoking cessation will also teach you something about the social factors and cues that condition people to addiction. And by understanding those, you know how to help people in dealing with other social pressures, and also how to turn their social relationships into healthy activity, into healthy outcomes emotionally and so on for their lives. So when you learn about dependency and addiction, Axel, you're learning a huge amount about psychology, physiology, and I believe the most powerful, effective form of hypnotherapy.
Now, what about transforming weight? What is it that you may focus on in that workshop?
There will be medical aspects that are very important. Frankly, I have to say, a lot of hypnotherapy teaching in this area is about 100 years old. It has hardly changed. It is mainly about giving suggestions, and if it doesn't work, the therapist is left kind of high and dry, wondering what to do next, and maybe just repeating failure until the client gives up, or having just very short-term results. So here's what we do that's different. The client is learning about their emotional factors in a much more profound way, and we're teaching our students and graduates how to deal with those emotional factors that are so prevalent in serious weight problems. And now that's a bit different to in the case of smoking, because with many smokers, the vast majority, you won't have to deal with serious emotional issues to help them give up. They may well be advised to deal with those emotional issues, of course, separately. But in the case of weight management, many, many of the clients will need you to help them with their deeper emotional factors for them to have any long-term success. And by that, I mean more than 3 or 4 weeks of losing weight and then putting it all back on. Now, people have to learn something about eating, and even if your skill and knowledge set is not in nutrition, we're going to touch on some of the main factors to be aware of there and some of the dangers. People are going to learn an awful lot about personal, their lifestyle, their personal behaviors that may contribute to the weight management problems they have, for example, in their emotional, at the psychosexual level, and how that's been affecting them in their past and in their present, perhaps. And there will be a great deal of information given about motivation and taking control, finding the role and purpose of the eating, the excessive or unhealthy eating, and learning to change that. And so that the person is really able to make long-term, permanent, effective change from this. With that, they'll of course be learning some of our key topics, such as learning how to really move from self-hatred, self-sabotage, towards self-empowerment and true healthy self-love.
So when we talk about transforming weight, from what you say, it also implies that it is applicable to other areas that not necessarily have to do with weight management.
Absolutely, because of those motivating factors that are driving the weight issues, such as low self-image, negative self-concept, which becomes a cycle, and then you look at things within their lives that need to change. So a whole lot opens up, Axel. When we work with clients on that, they'll say, my confidence has improved, my ability to succeed in other areas. I'm feeling now much more liberated, less stressed. I'm feeling healthier, of course. My energy levels have come up because as people slide down the problem into the really overweight problems, they get diabetes, perhaps they develop other health issues. So there's a lot of mind-body factors to consider here, but particularly in terms of learning mental emotional management and learning self-motivation, self-control, and we will be able to teach them self-hypnosis for the cases that require this so that they can keep on reinforcing their positive mental attitudes for many other areas of their lives.
Why would you say that beginners and also veteran colleagues should attend these workshops?
Well, if you want to do a lot of very good work for society, you have that interest in other people, that's a big factor, because there's so much suffering and problems out there. The smoking issues and weight issues account for many, many deaths and much illness and harm to people's finances and family life. As I said, you need your skills working at a very high level. What we now know, Axel, is from many studies, and we're getting better information from hypnotherapists now, as well as the academic studies, to show that success in these areas is quite a complex thing to achieve, that many people only have short-term results with their clients. They will also have other problems, that people substitute one behavior for another, one negative behavior, such as giving up smoking, but putting on weight, taking too much alcohol. I think we want people, our students, to know absolutely the very best knowledge, to have the very best skills, have the best interview skills and assessment skills, and be able then to take not only their abilities with smoking and cessation and weight management, but all of their practice to a much greater level of success. Our knowledge and skills in the past in hypnotherapy in this area has been somewhat primitive. People would often get better and therapists would take the credit, but really those clients were ready for change, and often the therapist's role was very little. The therapist hadn't even learned how to use a therapeutic relationship and develop the therapeutic qualities of the effective therapist to maximize their success. We will touch on those topics as well here. We're touching on the transforming approach to therapy. Transforming Therapy is our brand. It's what we practice and been doing so for decades. We want people who come to our courses now in smoking cessation and weight management to learn this philosophy and the technical knowledge and the skills that are needed.
And everybody who has been practicing for more than a few months knows that often clients come who have had already sessions with other hypnotists where smoking worked for a few weeks, then they got back or they experienced a few weeks or months of weight loss and then got back, they relapsed, so to speak. Now, what your classes, of course, make different is that you have access to the up-to-date research and you use that up-to-date research information in your classes. You hand over, so to speak, the most current information and how to apply it in your sessions. Now, with that said, we will have both therapists and coaches participating in our class. And at least in the legal situation in Germany, there's a clear distinction between people who are allowed to heal and those who work outside the healing profession, but instead in the more coaching-oriented profession. Could you say us in a few sentences, why should hypno-coaches participate in transforming Quit and Weight in August?
Sure. Well, as you know, there are a lot of similarities between the two practices because they're about human communication, human interaction. With the coaching model, which I think is an excellent way to look at, frankly, all of therapy. So you are doing better work than therapists sometimes as a coach, but without ever claiming to be healing and doing inverted commas therapy. You're helping that client empower themselves. You're helping them discover their power, as opposed to a pathology model that there's something wrong with them that they have to have fixed by a therapist. We're starting on the principle that people are highly powerful, creative in their minds. They need to release this power. They need to be motivated, of course, and a coach knows how to help them do that. We help them identify strengths, weaknesses as coaches, and we help them then take the power and responsibility and control that we're now teaching them about to apply it in smoking and weight issues, and also extending that out into their lives. So coaches can do a tremendous amount about helping people move themselves forward in their lives and realize their potential.
So what you say is that hypno-coaches will benefit from your class or your two workshops in that they learn the scientific background about what's going on and how to apply that knowledge then in create or help the client with motivation and setting the goals clear and so heal themselves, so to speak.
Well, absolutely. As I touched on earlier, we're going to be talking about the brain mechanisms that are involved in addiction and dependency. And we're going to be talking about how our work as hypno coaches
will help people to activate the brain mechanisms in a different way. We know that will make brain changes. Synaptic connections will be changed. So the coach is going to learn about that. The coach is going to learn about all the social factors that can hold people down, but that now, as the client, in this case the person being coached, is going to be able to activate their own mind to be able to free themselves from alibis, excuses, social pressures, and powerfully emotionally motivate themselves from within. They're doing it themselves. The therapist is a coach who's teaching them about their resources and setting goals, as you said, and really empowering themselves with really the very best knowledge now that we're going to be providing about motivation and what the potential of human nature really is. Within us, there is untapped potential to change our behaviors, to change our emotions, to change our cognition. And I believe coaches need to have the very best information about that. We believe we provide that, and we're going to be talking about that in relation to smoking and weight management. But this information will have great application to all other areas of coaching as well.
Now, with that said on hypno-coaches, let's shortly focus on why should hypnotherapists participate in your workshops?
Hypnotherapists need to know about the emotional motivating factors in addiction. We're going to cover that so that's dealt with properly, so clients are not nearly so likely to relapse. We're going to help the clients understand the nature of their addiction, what role it plays. It's not going to be just giving them suggestions only. And when you understand about those motivating internal factors, you can give the very best programming suggestions. Hypnotherapists are going to learn the programming skills, the emotional work that needs to be done for many cases, and they're going to learn about the biochemical and other factors in the physiology of addiction that will help them to do wonderful work with smoking cessation and weight management.
Why would you say does it make sense to attend both workshops?
Attending both workshops will give you a powerful understanding of some of the areas where there are differences in these addictions. For example, with the weight cases, you will need to know more about how to deal with the emotions. You will need to know more about how to uncover those, address them effectively. And in the case of the smoking, we'll be covering that to a lesser extent, but to a relevant extent. And you will be getting a lot of information in smoking cessation workshop about how the brain is affected and the biochemical activity that's going on with addiction and how hypnotherapy interacts with that to change it. So these are complementary. There will be overlaps and there'll be differences.
So that alone is a reason to attend both workshops. Thank you very much, John, for your insight. Now, with that said, with your new information, there are still a few spots open, a few seats open for interested participants. And because we don't know exactly when we are going to give these two classes again, this might be in 2 years or in 3 years, we don't know yet. We strongly suggest that you take your chance now and join us in August 2018 to bring you up to the highest level, to the newest top level of scientific research, and apply that to your practice, to your daily practice, both as a coach or therapist. You will benefit from that new information that John is giving to you based on his almost 40 years of practice, tens of thousands of practice hours at your disposal, so to speak, and you benefit a great deal. We are looking forward to helping you, and especially John is more than willing to hold nothing back and give you all the information that you ask him. Just open your mouth, ask him, and you shall receive. With that said, thank you very much, John, for your information, and have a fantastic weekend and week.
Thank you, Axel. I look forward to meeting up in Cologne in August and meeting our participants there. Have a great weekend too.
Goodbye for now.
Bye for now.